out your bed.
Good morning, good morning.
Don't be asleep, shit.
Good morning, good morning.
Heyo, I'm Art.
Hey, I'm Connie. This is the Get Up Team podcast. Okay, we want to start over again?
No, we don't have to. This is the Get Up Team podcast of Art and Connie. We are glad that you came to tune in once more for our opinions on random shit. It's what we do. We try to entertain you and inform you all in one fell swoop. It's what we do. Go check out the YouTube channel. Go on over there and hit subscribe. Go check out the website at gowiththegut.com. Just get to know us. You'll realize that this is all we try to do is inform and entertain. And poke at each other a little bit. That's what she does to me. My brain oozes out of my ears some days. She's guilty.
My head just patters on the floor. She
causes this, but it's a wild time. Really wild. Let's see what we're talking about today. Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a podcast.
This is going to be important because this is
podcasting is the new influencer marketing.
Yes, I was going to set that up, Connie. I was going to set that up by saying we're a podcast.
Yes,
and we're going to talk about why podcasting. Why is there podcasting? Why do we do it? Oh, there's so many things to be unpacked in that conversation itself. But there's some science and there's some changes going on in the podcasting fields. And we're going to talk about why it's the most influential marketing media outlet that exists on the planet Earth. Like, podcasting is the new radio. Podcasting is where a lot of marketers are saying, we want to give you dollars to podcast so you can tout our projects and tout our products and tout our TV shows and our concerts and our shoes and our makeup. I mean, everything.
But it's saying that... that podcasting goes farther than radio.
That's right.
But also, like, marketers are having a hard time because on Instagram, people are scrolling and they're like spending 15 seconds on a post. And so that's not a lot of time because ads used to be like 30 seconds or 60 seconds. And now people are like giving things 15 seconds. So basically, people scroll past Instagram images in like 3 to 5 seconds. So, podcasts.
Yes, as Connie just put that so eloquently, that you know, everybody thinks about posting on Instagram because of the Kardashians and things like that. But you know, that's not a whole lot of time that people spend when they're scrolling up. Their thumbs are just going and going and going. Podcasts. If you got some people that you like to tune into, you stay for the whole damn thing. And in
like
there,
30 minutes, 90 minutes.
If you're
minutes.
A person with something to pitch, you can give that to the podcaster and it can get a better grip of attention and a larger demographic as well. Podcasts may be the key to influencer marketing in the near future. They're growing at an astonishing rate. Like I was saying, the podcasting and the 2020 pandemic shot through the roof. Everybody and their mama was bored and said, I'm going to just do a podcast. I'm gonna just talk my shit. Everybody want to hear what I gotta say. It's all my friend.
Something on the internet.
Yeah. So Spotify just spent $230 million acquiring Gimlet Media. Luminary, another podcast startup, raised a staggering $40 million in funding, and this proves that the podcasting is being developed by big businesses, and we continue to factor in digital marketing in bigger and better ways. So what we're trying to do is kind of a little bit of that. I'm gonna be honest. I started this podcasting thing because I just wanted to holler at you just to talk and shoot the shit. And I was like, why not?
And that's what we do. We just find a topic that we want to talk about and then we just record it.
So why is podcasting like a big deal? It's because it builds up an audience and those audiences stay with you. We had so much good fun the other day with Zealous, one of our early listeners that we had come on and just was very active with coming back and listening to us. And we liked that. We were like, what's up, Zealous? Like, you've been gone for a while. Where have you been? We missed them. We noticed them. We missed them. that was like more intimate. It was more like personal, you know? And so you get to have like a little bit of feelings like for them. You really genuinely wanted to know how they're doing, where they were at. That's what your podcast audience is like. Those people ride or die with you. And for marketers, that's gold, right? They're like, yeah. Oh, you built up an audience. You built up a group of people that like you. And so they're going to continue to listen to you. And what can we give you to tell them to buy? We haven't gotten that far yet, but that's what it is, right? They're gaining steam as a new medium to such a degree that podcasters can now build up considerable influence within the podcasting world. And that has real world applications. Podcasters focusing on niche subjects like influencer marketing, or even something as niche as pins, the pin addict is what they say, can turn their influence into speaking engagements and brand deals.
Wow.
Can you imagine us touting around as Art and Connie?
It'd be awesome.
They're going out there just saying, Art and Connie going to talk to you today and give you their 2 cents. We're going to pay for their flights. We're going to give them a little salary. You know, Sunny T, the author, goes out on motivational speaking. She makes a nice little grip per hour. She does well out there, and she's very, very, very good. So I know
she's amazing.
Yeah. She goes out there.
I mean, we're not amazing, but she is also amazing. And
yeah, like, she's
so
worth that money.
Full of energy. I loved having her on.
Yeah, she made us feel good, and we're the get up team. That takes a lot.
She got us going.
What are the reasons that people should podcast? I mean, I just told you why I got into it at first. I'm just trying to get into the money side of it now. For Connie, she's all like, right, listen to me, you better get to the money side faster, Art. Connie ain't playing. She wants to get paid.
I mean, part of it is that, you know, we end up learning a lot. Well, we learn a lot about each other. But we also learn about like things that we've talked about. Like, I didn't know all this stuff about coffee or wine or anything. All these, you know, articles that we read. And even though sometimes some of them seem a little fluffy, like
fluffy or thin.
Thin pancakes. You know, I think it's interesting. We learned a lot. We learned about each other, but we learned about what other people think about it, and we learned about all these different varieties of pancakes from all over the world. So it's interesting. So I mean, I think the article says, like, one of the things about podcasting is authentic sharing, and I think that's like one of the things that we do is just share our opinions in an unscripted way.
Yeah, that's because I just like hollering at you.
And we can just be honest.
I can't do this with everybody. That's what the whole deal is. Authentic sharing. Like, yeah, better be authentic.
Sometimes we share things we're just in the house. And we're just talking about stuff that we read or that we saw or that we want to just talk about. And so we just, you know, people that follow us know they're going to get your opinion and my opinion.
A certain brand of energy.
Yeah.
Why else did you podcast? What else does it say?
Well, it says that you can create a multi-channel influence.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have Instagram and we have YouTube and we have Spotify and all of our channels. So yeah, people are following us. If we're promoting something, it goes across all these channels. So someone's going
to
hit us.
Podcast can connect you to all of those other digital channels that are prolific out there. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok. We can go on and on. There's just a lot that your podcast can just tap them into these other places. So if you decide to do different things on your YouTube channel or different things on your TikTok channel, or you have a different point of view or energy on your Twitter channel, all those things are discoverable from a podcast. Once you have the podcast, they can discover all of your other ways that you're getting out your content and what you're talking about as far as your POV. And guess what, people? Nobody gives a shit about what anybody says. That's why you should do it. See, that's the thing. People make you think that, why do you want to cloud up the space any more than it already is? No, 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 no. Get your bullshit out there too. You're just going to be sitting on the sidelines watching everybody else do their thing, and you're just going to be grumbling about them. Oh, who needs to hear what they have to say? Why do they think they're so important and think that people care what they have to say? It doesn't matter. If you don't like it, turn it off.
Right.
I always say to our social media manager, unsubscribe, yo. Get out.
You invite them on your show and you can just debate it out on
yeah, y'all can come on the show anytime. We'll debate the heck out of it. Right, please bring it. I'm here for it every day. Every day I'm here for it. So, you know, we're going to get our channels out there because we want, why not? Short life. You got something to say, get it out there. I see more and more people just going live on their Instagram, shooting themselves in the grocery store, in the car, just sitting on a park bench. Our social media manager the other day was like, it doesn't matter what y'all doing. You could just be getting ready for work. We're like, really?
What?
Just getting ready for work? Right? Why? It's like, why not? That's the question you should ask if you're thinking about getting a podcasting or just do it. Nike's got it right. Just do it. Take that cliche to the bank because you can. Do it because you can. If you're an introvert, I understand. But if you're a person that's just going to grumble about other people doing it, you're already losing. Like, give it a try. See what it feels like. We didn't know. We just said we want to do it because we like each other and just hanging out and just,
yeah.
Why not? I think that's what our whole thing was. Why not? So I don't think there was anything else but that.
Here we are. So it also says, okay, so networking with other influencers and industry leaders. So if your podcast, as we were saying, has guests, you'll be able to invite and network with key players in the industry. So that's number three. Number four is to become a thought leader. So if you build up your podcast, you'll begin to position yourself as a leader within your industry.
Now, that's an interesting one because that goes into people. If you have a craft, if there's something that you do, there's one guy I saw, he was an audio engineer, but he and his wife weren't making very much money. You don't make as much money depending on where you're at in LA or it doesn't matter. You make 40, 50K a year as an audio engineer. 50K is good. 60K is getting a little better, but it's not a whole bunch. He started doing tutorials on his YouTube channel about different audio engineering scenarios, problem fixing, little educational things. And he started putting out a podcast talking about what he does as versus doing it, talking about the pitfalls of the industry, his experiences. He's been working on that for 5 years. Now he's up to $180,000 a month. That's a big difference. But that's when you're concentrating on what you're doing. I mean, Connie and I are still trying to figure out how to incorporate more of our professional lives into our podcast. And to have these moments where we can have little segments that build on those strengths and different things like that. And separately, we can do those things as well, just to feed into our network and expand what our reach is, you know? So it's like some people are out there just saying, I am a doctor of cosmetology or what do they do? What do they do? Like, I'm a cardiovascular surgeon. I just talk about heart issues. That's what I do. And it makes you think of me as an expert in my area. It makes you think of me more in a human way. And that really helps you get connected to more money, more opportunities, more things. You know, that's a thought leader is just someone that within the industry, people are like, did you see Dr. X, Y, and Z's podcast? Or did you hear it? Did you catch that tip? You know, that's way more than just going to the hospital every day and not doing a podcast and not doing a YouTube channel. Like, you could just expand your whole horizons by coming on this train, people. If you got something that you love to do and you're really good at it, talk to people about it. It'll be another revenue stream if you really enjoy it and keep it up. You have to be consistent. We've learned that. You really have to bang the boards on it. But if you enjoy it, people are going to give you more credit and give you more attention because you are a thought leader. You're a person that they see more value in now because you're out there talking about it and being about it. I think that's good. Come on and podcast then. We're not doing it.
Okay, so the next thing, podcasting, why you should do it, it has low startup costs. So if you are a content creator and don't have a lot of capital, it's a good way to get started. So all you need is your phone, maybe your laptop. And that's pretty much it right now. Like, pretty much anybody can start podcasting and start creating content. It's crazy.
If y'all look at our first stuff, where we would just get on the Zoom and not put any kind of graphics or anything with it. I mean, you really can start raw. You can just start real hella basic. I mean, we're still leveling up our production.
And now look at us.
But go back in time. You'll see that we've come a long way.
Art has lighting. Look at that nice candle there with a little, like... light speaker in the background.
Yeah, you'll hear Connie bitching about it in the past.
When are we gonna change our backgrounds? What you can do better with your backgrounds?
Finally, we did a little bit. She's always been more on it. Huh?
You did a little cleanup.
Well, I was, yeah, we did, with the, before the pandemic hit, we were and doing it together in person. And there was times where there was not lighting on some of those. The lighting came later while we were doing them in person, you know, and it was just like, that was
a different level up. Yeah, now we have really nice lighting. I got, like, you know, highlights.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. And I'm backlit as well, like, no shadows on the wall. Oh. Shadows on the flowers.
Yeah, you get your low startup costs to get in, and then as you get into it and keep going, then you start to understand that you want to keep doing it. And as you get to that point, you realize that you don't want to keep doing it at the same low quality level. But the entry, the barrier to entry is very low. It's nothing that get on your phone and start talking shit. Trust me, it's not as hard as you think.
It's not hard. And I was just getting followers. That's
then getting followers is a lot of work, and we appreciate digital brand culture for that, because that's a job in itself. Trust me, that is a job in itself, just being consistent and getting people to see that you're there. We're inching on our first 1,000.
Yeah,
that wasn't easy.
It was not easy.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this for a year now. We have, what, 54 podcasts out?
Maybe even a little bit more than that, but yeah, 50 or 60 something.
Yeah. Okay, we're heading to 100. That's our goal. 100 podcast.
Yeah, y'all don't
know. Who
knew? Yeah.
How things would evolve.
You don't understand. Oh, man. Podcasting is the new influencer marketing. Everybody should get in on it. We're fans. We're talking to you guys about our podcast experience right now and saying it's worth it. There's stuff to do. Like, you just sitting around doing your job and stuff. Like, jump on the camera for 20, 30 minutes. Talk about it. Your family might like it. Your friends might like it. They might spread the word. Next thing you know, you're an influencer. Next thing you know, companies are paying you to use their products in your podcast. Next thing you know, you're making $130,000 a month. The actual fuck? That's crazy. I saw one the other day. Chanel West Coast gets like $10,000 to $30,000 per post on Instagram.
Wow.
Per post. How many people post on Instagram? Think about how many times you post it and count up those posts and then do that math at the very base at $10,000 per post. Just go to her page and just look at for products and then just do math. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 grand. That's going to be in the first half of her screen, you see in $100,000. Now, let's not even talk about Kim Kardashian. She can get $250,000 a post. So don't act like there's not a lane that you want to get in. Get your podcast game up. Look, we had to get a social media manager because Connie and I ain't going to do that sweat equity to keep it going. Maybe Connie would. I can't imagine having to answer all of the things that are going on with that stuff. You know, I think there's a lot of podcasters that won't admit that they need some help. We're going to be honest with that. We're going to be transparent with that. We don't want to take credit for somebody that's pretty amazing helping us get our word out, acting like it's all us. It is us, but it's a team. It's people that are helping us get things done. And we appreciate the shit out of them. We appreciate y'all. If y'all ever watching this. Oh, yeah, y'all do. Y'all do, because y'all put the graphics and everything. I want them to know that about it, Connie.
What?
I want them to know. I want the people knowing that our podcast has leveled up to that point where, you know, we got some people that are giving us help. Yeah. I don't want to act like we just get it done all by ourselves. That's not genuine at all.
No, it's a team. It's not us all just by ourselves, for sure.
That's what keeps it fun for us, because I think we'd have more headaches than we do if we didn't have health. If you're 17 and you do this for a living, I'm sure this sounds absurd to you. Like, I could just run my own Instagram. What about a podcast and Instagram, though? We're doing all that. We're doing the podcast and the Instagram. That shit ain't easy to do by yourself.
Nope. That's what we got each other and everyone else. So that's why I was like, all right, we're doing this show. Otherwise, we'd be like, oh, it's Saturday. It's Friday morning, 7:30, whatever. It's Saturday. You'd be like, eh. But then, like,
yeah, hey. But you to motivate, I promise you. See, I can't say that shit, but I say that's the truth. You got to find a motivation. You got to find a motivating force. Or else this is a lot of work.
All right.
Well, let's close it out with this. Podcasting is real, authentic, and more laid back than some other influencing marketing campaign options. With podcasting, the listener is deeply invested 30 to 90 minutes, allowing the podcaster to place advertisements strategically throughout the show. Podcasting offers a unique opportunity for marketers to reach new audiences and really develop their brand's message over the course of the podcast. Working with podcasters provides an alternative to the traditional influencing marketing that could prove very lucrative for early adopters. So I don't know if we're early adopters, but that's another reason to do podcasting. We're on the train. It's giving you guys another reason. This is our podcast, the Get Up Team podcast, with Art and Connie, and we want you guys to enjoy it, and we're having fun doing it. Until the fun stops, we're going to keep trying to give you some good content, right? It's a good thing.
That's right.
All right. So we just gave you a short little pop there. We want you to like, follow, subscribe, come and see us on the YouTube. If you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple, go and check us out on the YouTube. You can see our facial expressions, how often she scowls at me, gives me faces. She's just like, whatever faces. And just remember to
eat sunshine for breakfast.
Eat some sunshine for breakfast for sure. And remember,
don't be a sleep cheat.
Okay, and don't be a sleep sheep. She took the words right out of my mouth, literally. So this is Art.
This is Connie. And this is the Get Up Team podcast.
That's right. Connie. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.